Okay, we've got a special segment for you today. What to do if you work for a jerk.
Work for a jerk is just fun to say in general.
Isn't it? Now, one of my girlfriends, though, but I guess in real life, if you do work for a jerk, it sucks.
Yeah,
and one of my girlfriends works for a jerk at the moment. It's a lady that was started the same level as she did, but then got moved up into a supervising role. And is treating her so badly, like giving her just all those meaningless jobs, like that just go nowhere. And she's like at that point of like, do I leave to move on, like to move up, or do I just stick it out?
Yeah. And you and I came across a study the other day from the University of Swinburne that said that 37% of Aussies think that they work for a jerk. So we thought we might chat to someone who knows a little bit about leadership, strategic leadership advisor Tim Ferriss. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Now, Tim, you just heard me talk about my girlfriend in the predicament that she is in. What would your advice be?
Well, firstly, I'd say to her, she is not alone. You just quoted that study, I think, Jesse, from Swinburne University, that said 37.5% of people see business leaders as either not very trustworthy or not very trustworthy at all. But then you've got another nearly 48% that say that they're only somewhat trustworthy. So
so if you're listening to this at the moment and you think that your boss is a little bit of a jerk, how do you tell if your boss is the problem or if you're the problem? Like,
you could be the jerk.
Yeah. Because we all love to think that our boss is the problem, but how do we make sure that they're the problem?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of the research tells us that we're nowhere near as self-aware as we think we are.
Yeah.
Whether we're a leader or whether we're an employee, it doesn't seem to matter. Self-awareness can be a little bit elusive. I think one of the keys is you should be able to have a really good, honest conversation with your boss about what you need around how you work best. This is how I like to work. But then also for them to be able to say to you, okay, this is what I need from you.
Right, yeah. So that would be your way, I guess, of working around, like getting, say if you do want to stay in your position and you do have a jerk of a boss, that would be how you would work around, you know, to kind of still move up in your, you know, in the industry you're in, whichever one you're in.
Yeah, that depends a little on the size of the organisation. I think the bigger the organisation you're in, the more options you always have. But even so, I would always say to anyone, you're never as stuck as you think you are.
Right.
You know, often we fall into the trap of thinking, well, if I don't make it in this organisation, or or if this goes bad, you know, my career or my reputation is over. And it's rarely as bad as that. You usually have way more options than you think you do. And you know, I would say to someone, if your boss genuinely is a jerk, genuinely is incompetent, and you've tried to step up and have some of those conversations and you get nowhere, don't believe that you have no options, because that's going to affect your whole quality of life and can ultimately impact your long-term career, because it hits your confidence, but you also spend too much time in a place where you're not going to perform well.
And is the best option in that scenario to look elsewhere?
I think it's always good to keep your options open. We spend an enormous amount of time and energy at work, and I always want to make sure I'm giving my best energy to somewhere that I actually believe in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I always say you have options.
Yeah, I think that's good to keep in mind as well. So if you're out there and you've got a bit of a jerk for a boss,
and you're on your way to work,
keep those options
open.
But as we said before, you could potentially also be the problem. So
be willing to take some feedback yourself as well.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for explaining it to us this morning, mate. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you both.